Okay, nothing hurts, so we will go ahead and get started with the net here this evening. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Hope everyone's doing well. Have a poser question for this evening. Area attractions. This past Saturday, I had noticed that, saw somewhere that the Saginaw Art Museum had, free Saturdays, free tours and whatever. Place I've driven by hundreds, if not 1,000 times or more on North Michigan. Never been there. Always wondered what it was like inside, so I decided to take a trip inside the Saginaw Art Museum Saturday. Very interesting, very nice, nice place to visit. So just wondering, the poser question is, any area attractions that you've always wondered, you know, you've lived in the area, you've driven by it, you've wondered what it's like, you've never been there, you'd like to go see. So that's this evening's poser question. With that, we'll go ahead and get the net started. Doesn't have to be Saginaw. It can be Saginaw, Bay City, or Midland, any area attractions that you'd like to see. I know one still out there that I've never been to that might be interesting. Let me buy a second here. Obviously not in the winter, but in the spring or summer, the Japanese Tea Gardens over there off of Ezra Rust across from the waterworks. Another place that sounds interesting, never been to. Another place on my list of like to go check that out and see what that's all about. So anyway, we'll go ahead and get the net started here. We'll start off with Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, my good buddy on that boy, but this video for real good's working there. Yeah, I was going to say, one comes to mind, actually, one that you thought of, is the going to the theater, or that way, I'm sorry, wrong place, going to the Japanese Cultural Center to participate in one of their tea parties. Sounds interesting. Yeah, I got actually another one here. I've been wanting to do it for years, it's cool to see. It's a wonderful life on the big screen. That's something I'd like to do. But, well, unfortunately, this year, the weekend that goes on, my wife's out of town, I got to watch the dog. But, yeah, but the tea party thing sounds rather interesting. So, I hear it's really been around for a lot of years, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun. So, okay, other than that, let me see here. Well, radio-wise, it's not too bad. My kid would kind of conk out on me. I'm hoping it's Mike. And K8, let me see here. NKN, that's Bill with... Basically, he has a similar model Kenwood. He's got a 520. He's going to come over and let me borrow his bike and try it out. Hopefully that's his problem. I'm hoping about that. So I put my $10 swan courtesy of the net there on the Savara group. Break a sec. And I put my $10 swan here over the weekend and worked great. Boy, everybody said, wow, your radio sound good. It's kind of nicer, Mike. I enjoy that. So, but yeah, Japanese Cultural Center sounds like an interesting thing to see. And of course, in the wintertime, I would like to go to the showing of the Temple Theater in Saginaw. I believe it's where it's at. The original movie of the It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. That would be neat. So, all right, I'll be around for the second go on. I'll hand it back to that control. Of course, doing a great job, sir. KDA, MMH, KCSL. Back to that.
Right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, that is great when you can see some of the older movies, like It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. Unfortunately, like you said, that one you're probably going to only be able to see this time of year. Not going to, if you missed it, you're probably going to have to wait another year to catch that one. But, it is great to see the older classic movies on the big screen. All right, next we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Tom. Ron, good evening to you, and check and make sure you'll be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Yes, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. For me, I guess I've lived here in Saginaw since about 1980. I have gone to the Japanese Tea Garden, actually during the Christmas at the Zoo, Holiday in the Heart of the City. They had it open one time. So I took a tour through that, although not, I guess, a real good tour, but did go through that with the family. So I can say that I've been there. Have not been to the Art Museum here in Saginaw, so that's another thing I've wanted to go to, just never have gone to. And, you know, just few things even out of the area for going. I've never been to the Henry Ford Museum, to Greenfield Village. I got to go to those. That's kind of on the plan with the family for next year. I've been saying that for a couple of years. Flint to the Mott house down there, Clara something Mott, the house down there. For one time, I stood in front of it when we did one of the I think it was like the two-mile run or something for the Crim. I was stationed out in front of it, so it really looked like a cool place. I'd like to be able to actually go in and tour that facility as well. So, again, down in Genesee County and to the south, those are some things that I've never visited that are on my list, and just, you know, lots of things in Michigan, and I've never got to them here, so shame on me, I guess. For me, for the weekend, I had Friday off again. I was working on stuff. I went and gave blood in the morning, went and ran some errands again, came back, and basically through the weekend finished up the tile work finally in front of the fireplace. The tile all got glued in, all of the mortar and that got done. So that's completely done and off my list. The last little thing for this coming weekend is to finish the front of the bay window down at the bottom. My wife had got all the wall painted, the windows, frames all painted, and the blinds all back up, so that was good. And it was kind of a rush work. We had friends coming over that were from out of town. And at 8 o'clock in the morning, the room's a mess with all the tools and sawdust and everything else in there as we're painting and doing things. Wife's doing the painting and stuff, not working on the tile work. So in a matter of about 6 hours, we finished everything up, got everything put back, and cleaned the entire house about a half hour before they came to the house. So it was a bad rush. But hopefully we'll finish up the bay window, just the last little painting and standing and things that I got to do, and get the molding up. And then that will be finally done. About a nine-month project on weekend here or weekend there, but took a while, but it's finally coming to a conclusion. I guess later in the week, we're supposed to get a little snow. I got an email from Chris in Midland saying something, and I don't know if that includes Saginaw or not, but some report he had 4 to 5 inches Wednesday night through, like, Friday, so we could get a little bit of snow in there. We'll wait and see there, so... With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round. KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us this evening. The snow that's coming, I saw that too. What I saw, remember, it was probably just the weather app on my phone, mentioned 1 to 2 inches like Thursday and Friday. So we shall see. Like you said, Flint has some interesting things too. At one time I was down there, I think, for a Titanic exhibit they had, and I think it was at the Sloan Museum. That was kind of a neat place to go through and visit that also, along with the Titanic exhibit. So, before I go to Tom, I'll do a station break here, see if we can get anyone else to join us. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, net on the KADAC repeater. Is there anyone else out there that would like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. We'll get you on the list.